There's no way they're going to make the playoffs. There's no way they're going to do anything. And you know what? If not Joe Brand, they have, I think, a really exciting team. What do you think?
They definitely have a really exciting team, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. Wasn't quite the case yesterday. Probably, I hate to use the term worst, but it was a bit of a rough game yesterday. So they are trying to bounce back from that now. But still, overall, exciting, yeah.
So what has made them so exciting? What has been the secret sauce? And when you look at the ages of the players, everyone said going into this year, I mean, they have a young team and they do, but a team with no experience, a bunch of novices. And actually, that is not true, is it?
No, I mean, so yes, you're right about a young roster, but there's still a lot of veterans on this team. And I think the secret sauce that you were getting at a little bit earlier is their head coach, Luke Richardson. Everyone just seems to have definitely bought into the system that he's been trying to implement. They're a hardworking team. They don't cut corners for the most part. They are all on the same page offensively, defensively, special teams. The other thing is they've been getting a lot of great help from their goaltending and a wide cast of characters, too. They already went to their fourth different goaltender in yesterday's game.
Yeah.
Obviously, the injury is the result of that. But look, it's year one of a rebuild, and the most important thing that we're going to be looking at is team culture, team identity, and how hard these guys are working under their new head coach who's trying to restart this whole thing. And so far, that's been, I would say, an A, if we're giving it the grade school grading system.
So what is it about?
It's really been exciting to see.
What is it about Richardson that makes it? Is it specifically, this is the kind of hockey I want? Is it his motivation? What is it about him?
I think it's a little bit of everything. And right when he got hired, there was a lot of people just advocating of how great of a guy he was, how much of a player-friendly coach he is, and how due he was for an opportunity like this. He got to be the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens for a couple of playoff games a few years back during the COVID season because the head coach at that time came down with COVID. So he got a taste of it. He knew that this is what he wanted to do, and now he's finally got that opportunity. The one thing I really like about him is he lets the players manage themselves too. He keeps talking about how Jonathan Toews is still such a great leader, still so vocal, and he doesn't have to tell Toews when to speak up. And he doesn't have to tell Toews to stop speaking up. He just lets them take care of themselves. Toews used the phrase that he treats us like adults. So everyone is just having a very easy time understanding his model, understanding his method, and really enjoying playing for him right now.
You know, you mentioned goaltending. Alex Stalock is 35 years old. His goals per game against average is somewhere under 3. Not that bad. And it's a name that I didn't know his name. You probably did, but I didn't, you know. So he kind of came out of nowhere, but he really didn't if he's 35 years old.
He's been around the league for a while, but he only played in one game over the past 2 years. He actually, bringing up COVID again, he came down with COVID a few years back and had really, really bad, I don't even call it side effects from it, but just the repercussions of it. He had something very serious going on with his heart, and there was a little bit of uncertainty if he was ever going to play again, let alone live. So he's kind of got a whole new approach on life. I think he's always been a positive, easygoing, friendly teammate type of guy in the locker room, but that's definitely apparent now. Unfortunately, he's in concussion protocol after a hit he took last week against the New York Islanders. But again, everybody that has stepped in between the pipes for the Hawks, it was Arvid Soderblom until he left yesterday's game. But everyone that's filled in has really performed very well.
Yeah, so let's talk about Soderblom until yesterday anyway. I mean, again, same thing. His goals per game against average was well under 3. A surprise? Or let me ask you two questions at the same time here. Or is it not only the goaltenders doing well, but the defense in front of the goaltenders?
I definitely think it's hand in hand, but I would say the goaltenders are performing better than the defense. Not that the defense is performing horribly, but offensively and defensively, there's a lot of growing pains for these guys, trying to figure out their chemistry with their line mates and Luke Richardson doing a lot of tinkering. But the goaltending has just been so consistent that any time a goal does get let through, take yesterday for example, all 4 goals came via special teams. It was three power play goals, one shorthanded goal, and just none of them were really a good opportunity for whoever goaltender was in that, either if it was Soderblom or Dylan Wells, who made his NHL debut. In terms of Soderblom, I don't think it's so much of a surprise. It's definitely a surprise to see how consistently successful he has been, but we saw some glimpses of this last year when he was making his NHL debut. Just still a young, I think he's 24 years old, Swedish goaltender. He knew he was going to be in Rockford for the majority of this season, but he has really taken the opportunity 100%. Luke Richardson keeps using the term calm and confident in between the pipes, and that's just gotten pretty contagious with the entire team. So it's really been cool to see, no matter who steps in, does a good job so far in the blue paint.
So here's what excites me. You remember Bobby Hull and Dennis Hull, right? The brothers, mm-hmm. Chico Mackey and Wayne Mackey. Those are the last, and maybe I'm missing, but those were the last brothers I recall until Seth and Caleb Jones.
Did the Blackhawks have both Espositos at some point?
Oh,
they might have.
Yeah, for a short time. Yeah, before Phil went to the Bruins, right? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. But yes, no, Seth and Caleb Jones, just a real cool situation. Second year that they're both on this team. Unfortunately, Seth's out still for a couple of weeks with a thumb injury. But that's been a little bit of the coincidental repercussion of that, because Caleb Jones has been filling in for him a lot. He's quarterbacking that top power play unit. He's taken a lot of minutes on the ice defensively on some of the more prominent defensive shifts. So he is taking advantage of his brother's absence. Clearly, he doesn't want it to be that way. But Seth Jones coming into a big year of more leadership. He's getting paid a little bit more this season because the Blackhawks portion of his contract kicks in this year. And he's on the books for the longest term out of anybody in the Blackhawks roster. Mm. So they definitely want his leadership. They definitely want his production. He's shooting a lot more, which is a good thing to see, because the Blackhawks were not getting a lot of help from defensemen on the power play, so he is implementing that into his game a little bit more, and so is Caleb Jones, and they all kind of say that goes hand-in-hand with confidence. The more confident you are, the more you shoot, and the more you shoot, the more confident you are. So luckily, that's been going well for them.
Speaking of confident players, and I've got 1 minute here, some have said Kane and Toews are both 34 years old. Better if they're traded so we can get a draft choice. They're both having pretty good years. What do you think?
That's definitely going to be the topic until it's not, Steve. But I don't blame anybody. Obviously, a rebuild, you'd like to get some value for your assets if you don't have them guaranteed for next year. The biggest surprise is Jonathan Toews. 7 goals in his first 11 games. That's actually the best start he's ever gotten off to.
Really?
So it's pretty cool to see it. Yeah, it's pretty cool to see it happening right now. He's definitely putting his money where his mouth is, was saying how much he was investing in himself for this upcoming season, and it's paying off. It's pretty cool to see from the captain.
I say don't trade him. And you know what, Joe? WGN Radio will never trade you. Thank you so much. He's got a no-trade contract. He really does. Who would we get? No one could replace him. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Steve. Happy to pop on whenever you want me.
You're a good popper. Thank you, sir. That's Joe Brandt, our own from WGN. You know, you hear him before the Chicago Blackhawk games. You're going to hear news next.